WTAW News Time, approaching 7:06. 67 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your full forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by GroundShuttle.com. Ground Shuttle offers frequent and reliable luxury shuttles between Bryan College Station and both Houston airports. Commute and comfort, GroundShuttle.com. Let us do the driving. Good morning, I'm Patrick Zeinert. Tonight's College Station City Council meeting includes consideration of a new monument welcoming visitors to town.
It's going to be on the northwest corner of University and the bypass. So okay. When you're coming from the north to getting off in University, you will see it.
Mayor Nancy Berry on WTAW's The Infomaniacs also talked about demolition work at two locations along University. One is the former Scott and White Clinic.
Papado's is coming.
That thing is gone, isn't it?
It is.
Demolition is also underway at the former Chimney Hill Shopping Center, which will be replaced by a residential, commercial, and retail development. The Texas A&M System Board of Regents has approved the rules for concealed carry of weapons at its member universities and agencies. Without discussion, the Regents accepted recommendations to allow concealed carry in classrooms and residence halls. The Regents heard from two members of the Texas A&M Student Senate, including Speaker Aaron Mitchell.
The Texas A&M Student Senate was one of the only student senates in the state of Texas to advocate for concealed carry on campus before it became law. We are very proud of and thankful to our legislators for listening to the opinions of Aggies and making our campus a safer place. And
Chancellor John Sharp summed up what had to be proved before allowing a ban in office.
You can't simply say, I don't like guns, so I'm going to ban them in my office.
The new state law starts August 1st. A ban continues on open carry. A Bryan man who admitted assaulting his ex-girlfriend and threatening the victim's neighbor 2.5 years ago is headed to prison. According to the district attorney's office, Logan McMahon entered a plea agreement where he was sentenced to 18 years, of which he'll have to serve at least 9 years before becoming eligible for parole. This week's Bryan City Council debate over how much money has been spent on the Traditions development included an explanation of a $14 million difference between the initial number given by Councilman Mike Sutherland and the lower figure compiled first by city management, then again by a Dallas CPA hired by the manager's office. Councilman Ben Hardiman said more than half of that was counting something twice.
One number alone was $7,800,000. Which was the purchase price of 999 acres of land that was counted twice.
Hardiman calculated another $6.4 million. Sutherland said the city lost in land sales was incorrect because the city either did not own the land or from misrepresenting contract language between the city and developers. A massive recall of cooked chicken nuggets from Waco-based Pilgrim's Pride included the College Station School District. CSISD's nutrition office received the notice 2 weeks ago and since then has not ordered products from the company. The Bryan School District did not have chicken from that company. Pilgrim's Pride notified schools that purchased a total of more than 4 million pounds of nuggets after consumers and federal meat inspectors found wood, plastic, rubber, and metal. There have been no confirmed reports of adverse reactions from anyone eating the nuggets. Motorists going through one of Bryan's busiest intersections should plan on additional delays for the next 2 months. The city of Bryan says starting this morning, there will be intermittent lane closures at Texas and Villa Maria to replace traffic signals and add features to allow safer pedestrian crossing. WTAW News Time is 7:09 at 67 degrees. Text us your news tips, photos, and videos to 979-695-1620. This look at news brought to you by GroundShuttle.com. More local news coming up at 7:30 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeinert, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Traveling can be stressful. Let GroundShuttle.com transport you to and from the Houston airports with ease. GroundShuttle is a local company that offers frequent and reliable shuttles between Bryan College Station and both IAH and Hobby airports. Commute in comfort with luxury shuttles and reclining seats, power outlets, and Wi-Fi on select shuttles. So you can take care of business while we take care of the traffic. With GroundShuttle, your commute to Houston airports has never been easier. And ask about our in-town charter service and limo service in the new Mercedes S350. GroundShuttle.com. Let us do the driving.
Scrub down time at David Gardner's. You know, you might think your jewelry's clean. You might know it's not. But once they scrub it down the way that it should be done, in addition to inspecting it and cleaning it and polishing it, you'll really, really be amazed at how good it looks. Once again, your jewelry's basically rejuvenated. Here's the deal, though. It only goes on through the 30th. It only goes on through Saturday. So got a few more days to be able to do this. Go ahead and give them a call. They recommend that you make an appointment. But it's not required. Call them at 260-0800. Excuse me, 268-0800. 268-0800. At David Gardner's, tell them when you'll be bringing the stuff in. Let them clean it up, have a look at it, make sure it's in good shape, and give it back to you, and it'll surely sparkle. And, you know, don't forget Mother's Day's coming up. Just kind of reminding you about that. So, the scrub down at David Gardner's going on right now at 911 University Drive.
Be a part of the first ever St. Thomas Aquinas Reach One 5K Walk and Run on Saturday, May 21st, beginning at 7:30 a.m. There will also be a Can You Beat the Priest Children's 1 Mile Run for those 12 years and under. Visit stabcs.org for more information and entry form. Do so before May 12th to ensure entry and t-shirt. All proceeds from the Reach One 5K Walk and Run are directed towards the evangelization activities Each One Reach One at St. Thomas Aquinas Catholic Church. Go to stabcs.org for this May 21st 5K walk and run. Get ready to enjoy the great outdoors with outdoor lawn and patio furniture from Amish Furniture for Generations. Take 10% off these beautifully designed, handcrafted, American-made outdoor lawn and patio pieces, including swivel gliders, swings, tables, arbors, chairs, and much more. Now's the time to shop with 10% off outdoor lawn and patio furniture from Amish Furniture for Generations on Boonville Road, just past Kroger in the Old Town Boonville Shopping Center.
Good morning. It's 7:12. The Infomaniacs on News Talk 1620 WTAW. Checking the weather right now. It's brought to you this morning by Wilton's Office Works. They're on the freeway between University and Briarcrest. Or you can go to Wiltons.com, Wiltons, where you'll find furniture, supplies, and a whole bunch more.
Going to be a very warm day today with a mixture of clouds and sun. High temperature well up in the 80s this afternoon. Tonight, we're back to clouds, maybe a shower or thunderstorm. Low temperature, low 70s. Clouds and occasional sun on Friday, breezy warm, mid-80s. Chance of scattered showers and storms mainly during the afternoon. Showers and thunderstorms around Friday night. And mostly cloudy on Saturday, scattered showers and thunderstorms, high temperature, low 80s. This is Gary Best, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
I'm Brad Mitchell. Coming up in sports, I got Aggie stuff for you. I got MLB scores from the night before, and I might even get to mention the NFL. It's coming up in sports on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Well, and already, you know, we had Bobby Knight endorsing Donald Trump, so can it get any better than that?
I don't think so.
Okay, the Dallas Cowboys will pick third, and the Texans will pick, I think, 22nd is what it says. Mm. So, there. Tattoos are permanent. They're supposed to be. And for many people, that puts them off getting one in the first place.
Sure.
You know, among other reasons. What if, oh, 5 years from now, let's say, you hate that inked up thing that you got? Well, that could change the whole world for you, right? Researchers at New York University working on a tattoo ink that can be removed with a solution. Both application and removal can be done by tattoo artists using existing equipment. So there you are.
Oh, interesting.
Now, what, they've got some sort of light, you can lighten them up and stuff, what, lots of laser treatments?
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. I saw there's a YouTube channel called Smarter Every Day, mm-hmm. and the guy showed slow motion images of the lasers doing that. And they basically explode the ink cells so your white blood cells can chew them up and process them.
So your body actually does process.
Uh-huh. Okay. You filter it out. The reason the ink stays, the reason it lightens, is because the smaller particles get whisked away. The big ones stay. But the reason it stays is that they're too big to be consumed.
Okay.
I saw a Vice video, another YouTube channel, actually. It's in California, I guess. A lot of the gang members get tattoos all over their face and places that make it hard to... Sure. You know, be parts of normal society, what we call normal society.
Those ruin your life tattoos?
Yeah. And, but they were, I mean, they, one guy was having it lasered off his eyelids.
Oh, quit it.
Oh no.
Stop.
No, I mean, he looked like a pretty rough guy. He's like, yeah, I'm just, not ready to do this.
Oh, man.
Oh, that's okay. What you get for tattooing eyeballs on your eyelids so you can pretend to sleep everywhere.
Yeah, that's right. Okay, you have permission to put down your eating utensil. Man, if you're eating breakfast and hearing that. 7:15. All right, but, I mean, then we find out that there's stuff that's not chicken in the chicken nuggets.
Uh-oh. What's that about?
Huh? What did you say? Wood, plastic, and rubber?
And metal.
Oh, and metal, too. Yeah. Oh, it's the perfecta.
Yeah.
So
got to get your iron.
I guess so.
Oh, I'm sorry. Not metal, but plastic. Yeah, no, it's a metal, rubber, plastic, wood.
Okay. It's all four. Okay, it's all the food groups.
Yeah.
Anyway, so they took those out of circulation here in the College Station School District.
Correct. Haven't purchased for 2 weeks.
Man. All right. Well, but here's good news, too, when it comes to chicken stuff.
The pink slurry.
Yeah, exactly. McDonald's is testing a new cleaner label version of its Chicken McNuggets. It hopes to expand nationwide in time for the 2016 Summer Olympics. The test, which launched in early March in about 140 McDonald's restaurants in Washington State and Oregon, features a revamped nugget. Okay. Made with what the chain calls a simpler recipe that does away with artificial preservatives. The new recipe contains ingredients McDonald's says are more recognizable to consumers.
Wait a minute. They said that with a straight face. Okay?
This is
There's a reason it's called processed food.
Oh.
I just don't know if I can get over the fact that I don't think I'm going to hear revamped nugget again today.
Yeah. Well, again, okay, good. It's food that I'm it's got components that I'm familiar with. Hello.
Hang on. My theory has always been they just have a vat of this goop in the back, and everything gets molded out of it.
I think that might be.
It's not in the back, but at the facility, yeah.
Yeah.
No, they crank them out. They have specific shapes.
I know. Yeah, they do. They have like five of them, right? Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay, so.
Have you had the nugget?
Are there parameters?
Have you had their current
this?
Nuggets?
Oh, no, not probably. But been 25 years, probably.
Okay.
But they haven't changed in 25 years.
Yeah.
But if you've eaten it and you've liked it, what's wrong?
Yeah. Well, maybe McDonald's is feeling badly about that.
No. And if you like the new one better, that's great, too. There's nothing wrong with improving the product.
Yeah. Well, this will include
you've been eating it and you've been liking it. Yeah. So what up?
Lemon juice solids.
Yeah.
And rice.
Starch.
Rice starch. Yeah, rice starch. Yeah. The current recipe is listed on their website. It contains 32 individual ingredients.
Oh.
Can you take all those food items and pile them in a single bowl for me?
Yeah.
And
not at McDonald's, though.
I'll just eat them like a death row prisoner on suicide watch.
Yeah, we'll do that for you. Patton Oswalt.
So they may even have the nuggets ready before Rio's ready for the Olympics.
Yeah, well, I don't know that Rio's going to get ready. I think that's the biggest problem.
What do they do?
Well, the other day they had a news conference and there's styrofoam cups floating in the water next to the guy doing the statement about how Rio's behind schedule.
Well, that's an improvement over bodies.
Yeah, that's true. And I think they're working on maybe impeaching their president while this is going
on. Yes.
Yeah, so the it's not going well, shall we say that.
Is Veterans Park ready for an influx of runners?
should
it come to that?
We'll start having local Olympics. Maybe that would work better.
And we could have had a natatorium. Goodness.
If he just started earlier. Okay.
So their house is on fire, and they're sitting around going, it's fine, guys. We got this.
Yeah. Believe it or not, ticket sales are lagging. I don't know if that's a shock or not, but ticket sales seem to be lagging. All right. I know that this is what you've been waiting for. Star Wars The Force Awakens, a comedy duo known as the Arlnauts, have created an outtakes reel. I don't know if it's any good or not, but if you're one of those people who just can't get enough of that, then there you are.
Well, if you're going to throw that out there and without watching it, I'll tell you something I did see. Someone remade the Game of Thrones intro as if it were from the 1980s, complete with the old HBO logo and bouncing ball.
I've seen that.
It was good.
How's that? How
the
is it?
Music alone. Here, I'll find the music.
Oh, okay. All right.
Yeah,
okay.
Continue.
Oh, okay. Well, wait. I mean, if you want to talk about soap opera with swords.
Oh, yes.
They actually, there were 7.94 million people tuned into the show, a little bit short of last year's rating, but the total could rise above last year's numbers once the DVR viewing is added. The initial ratings are still the third largest audience to date for the show, Of the two shows which premiered on Sunday, Silicon Valley had 1.8 million. Veep,
that's a great show.
Wait, did Veep back? Veep's great, but so is Silicon Valley.
Did Veep premiere on Sunday and I missed it?
Okay. Put that on my to-do list this weekend. yeah, Silicon Valley's an interesting show, isn't it?
It's really funny. Yeah, it's very funny.
I really like it. And I think it's actually a little too close to reality for a lot of Valleyers.
That could be. All right, so.
So I've got this audio here. If you watch it, it's perfectly 80s because they do just the weirdest reactions from people. They'll just smile at the camera and wave, and it's
simply the best choice on
HBO.
Yeah. Okay, wait, this is a commercial for HBO.
Yeah.
You really just Game of Thrones 80s. It's the VHS intro, and they have it complete with the tracking lines and everything.
Yeah, it looks all very cheesy. Script at the bottom and everything.
All right, so it's like Miami Vice meets...
actually, that's a great comparison.
Yeah, Miami Vice meets soap opera with Soros.
24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. That's the service you receive from Aggie-owned and operated Pronto Services. If your construction or oil field site needs roll-off dumpsters or porta-potties, Pronto Services can help. With quality equipment and same-day delivery and pickup, Pronto Services wants to earn your business with their same-day service guarantee. Call Pronto Services at 979-218-AGS9. That's 979-218-2477. Or 979-571-5171. Pronto Services, your only call for construction and oil field site rentals.
Thanks for the memory.
At Schlitterbahn Water Park, the magic begins the moment we arrive. There are more ways to play and splash the day away together. Parking and tubes are free, and Schlitterbahn lets you bring a picnic. At the end of the day, we all have something special to hold on to.
Discounted tickets at Schlitterbahn.com.
When you think of Texas A&M Athletics on WTAW, think of the businesses sponsoring the games of your favorite team.
Businesses like Hargrove Insurance, Cherry Ruffino, Coldwell Banker, Agtown Realtors, and Atkinson Toyota in Bryan and Madisonville.
Here's a big gig'em to these sponsors of Texas A&M Athletics. You're listening to the flagship station for Texas A&M Athletics, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Tag, it's yours.
Aggie students, faculty, and staff, it's time for Tag. Register for your 2016-2017 parking permit at transport.tamu.edu by July 6th.
Just point, click, permit. Tag, it's yours. Couldn't be quicker or easier.
Log on to transport.tamu.edu 24/7. Don't wait. Register for your 2016-2017 parking permit now.
Texas A&M Transportation Services.
News Talk 1620, WTAW 723 is the Infomaniacs. Patrick, I just got a complaint about you. Just wanted to let you know that, he's not even here.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, okay. Well,
I'm interested to hear about it, though.
I'll wait till he shows up again. I mean, he has to go off and do other things in other radio stations, and he just acts like we're the only place. All right, are you looking for a job? If you're looking for a job, well, now I got to do that. I got to save that one, too. All right, here we go.
All these Patrick
stories. I know, there
stories.
Are all these Patrick stories that we have to have. All right, so we talked a minute ago about how McDonald's is changing the recipe on their McNuggets sometime soon. Yeah. Survey finds that women are choosing fast food more often than ever before, 16.2 times a month on average. Still not quite as often as men, who have long been the industry's core of customers. They frequent a fast food restaurant 18 times a month.
Well, think about construction workers and the like.
Again, day laborers. Yeah, some demos that are involved. Uh-huh. We don't know what the hours
I'm
are.
Thinking of anecdotal examples.
While you were gone.
Yes.
Okay. During that break.
Yes.
I had a complaint about you.
Oh, me?
So I did. And
tone it down.
Don't
bother firing me. I'm already gone.
I know. The lady was very nice. She said, you know, what's the deal with that new guy who's one of the Infomaniacs? Well, I don't know, or maybe she was talking about Brad.
Oh, maybe so. New guy.
That's right. It may be. That's true.
I'm no longer the new guy.
No, that's right. I just thought about that. Okay. Because she said, you know, you have to start dropping some G's and not actually pronouncing the words correctly. I thought, wow, that's pretty interesting. I said, well, no, we're already running him off. Tomorrow's his last day. And she said, well, maybe he'll need to keep those G's. And I said, so there you go. It was actually a complaint about you, Brad. It wasn't a complaint about Patrick.
Your diction is amazing.
Well, yeah,
I'll
so
start
just,
working on
yeah.
that.
If we got to go do that, yeah, just kind of funning around. Anyway, no, what the other thing that I was going to mention, Patrick, is you know, the job that you have or you go to may not last forever.
Oh,
so,
maybe.
So what we want to do is we want to help you out on two things, the most, and what we'll do is we'll save this till the next half hour. The two things that you need to do when you're applying for a job.
Oh, good.
Two things you need to do if you're applying for a job. So that can be actually for us or you know,
yeah,
anybody
anyone,
else out
sure.
there if you're in that situation. All right, 7:26. Let's have a look at the weather. Brought to you this morning by United Roofing and Sheet Metal, home of the Duralast roof system, the world's best roof. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to UnitedRoofingPros.com. Here we go. It's going to be 86 today. It really is. And there's a slight chance of showers tonight, about 30%. Tomorrow, we've got a 40% chance of showers, and we'll be at 86 again. Then the chances of rain increase pretty dramatically, 70% chance of rain on Friday night and on Saturday, high of about 80. And that could be some heavy rain on Saturday, just so you know. Chances of rain go down to a 30% on Saturday night and about 20% on Sunday or Sunday night. So we'll see how that all develops. Right now, winds out of the southeast at 8. We have 96% relative humidity. It's 67.
Hospice Brazos Valley has served our community for over 25 years, impacting thousands of lives. We remain the only nonprofit hospice in the area. Dedicated to providing the best care for you and your family, Hospice Brazos Valley welcomes the invitation to serve. Family, friends, physicians, hospitals, anyone can make a referral. Hospice Brazos Valley. Comfort is our specialty. Trust is our promise.
Trust a real estate agent who cares about your family. For friendly hometown service, contact Jason Byinski at BCR Realty, 219-5555, or on the web at AggielandRealEstate.com.
Hey, you remember that secret meeting, that recording of Romney at a private fundraiser? It was a defining moment in 2012. Romney talked about the 47% of voters dependent on government. He said, my job is not to worry about those people. I'll never convince them that they should take personal responsibility and care for their own lives. Well, the drive-by media erupted. Romney never recovered from that. Well, in the May issue of The Atlantic, Professor Neil Gabler wrote a long article about a different 47% of the population. And I promise you, this 47% will not put the drive-bys in an uproar. The article is called The Secret Shame of Middle-Class Americans. And Mr. Gabler writes about a survey of American consumers by the Federal Reserve Board. The Fed was stunned by the answer to one question. How would you pay for a $400 emergency? 47% said they would have to borrow the money or sell something. They wouldn't be able to come up with the money at all. Gabler admits that he knows the problem well. He said, I'm in that 47%. This 47% of the population are middle class, responsible people. They pay income taxes, but they live paycheck to paycheck, barely keeping their heads above water. The reason this 47% will not be harped on by the media in the 2016 race is because they are the direct result of Obama's economic policies, the same policies Hillary Clinton promises even more of.
Rush Limbaugh, 11 to 2 on News Talk 1620.
Hey, you getting a new phone? Well, you're not alone. You know, every 2 seconds, one of us accidentally breaks our phone. So protecting the phones in your family, it's a smart idea. But if you have insurance from one of the big cell phone carriers, you're paying way too much. Stop overpaying. Switch to Square Trade phone protection today and start saving hundreds of dollars. Insurance from Verizon or Sprint can cost as much as $11 a month. Plus, you could pay up to a $199 deductible when you break your phone. Square Trade family protection plans are less than $4 a month per phone. A family of four can save over $500 a year. So protect your new phone with Square Trade. Stop overpaying and protect all the phones in your family with Square Trade instead. Visit SquareTrade.com. That's SquareTrade.com.
SquareTrade does not cover lost or stolen items. Savings based on two-year iPhone plan with one claim compared to Assurian total equipment coverage as of August 2015.
Howdy, this is Jason Byinski with BCR Realty. Mortgage interest rates are still at an all-time low. However, interest rates are predicted to rise soon. Whether buying a home, investment property, rural or commercial property, trust an agent with over 20 years of real estate experience in effectively finding the best property in the shortest period of time. For friendly hometown family service, please contact Jason Byinski with BCR Realty at 219-5555 or on the web at AggielandRealEstate.com.
Go with the best. Go with Byinski.
What does over 140 years of insurance experience mean to you? It means knowledgeable people you know and trust helping with insurance decisions, service, and claims. It means excellent relationships with major insurance companies that can help put money back in your pocket. Competitive rates, personal service, and peace of mind. What more can you ask from your insurance agent? Visit ANCO Insurance at the corner of Briarcrest and Villa Maria in Bryan, or call us at 776-ANCO.
WTAW News Time, 7:30. It's 67 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Better Homes and Gardens Real Estate Preferred Living. We work where you live. Good morning, I'm Patrick Zeinert. The landscape along University and College Station continues to change. Mayor Nancy Berry on WTAW's The Infomaniacs brought up demolition that has started at the former Scott and White Clinic, which she says will become a Papa Do's restaurant. And to the west of there, the former Chimney Hill Shopping Center is coming down.
A little slower, but it's coming down.
I think that they started with the old Convention Visitors Bureau thing, and I don't think I drove by in the last day or so. But
that's where the new Black Walnut Cafe is going, where that building was.
Yeah, so that's going to be a big landscape change. They've torn down the old Black Eyed Pea restaurant right there where you're going to put in the hotel.
Embassy Suites.
Yeah, I mean, it's...
And there's two where the Lovin'...
the Animal Care Center was, yeah.
That's going too.
Back to University and the freeway, the council will consider tonight placing a monument at the northwest corner of the intersection, welcoming visitors to College Station.
It'll probably take a couple of months to get it constructed.
What's it going to be?
Think of the Navasota Caldwell signs. It's going to be like that. It's going to look sharp.
Is it going to say Navasota and Caldwell?
It's going to say College Station, home of Texas A&M University.
Okay.
Tonight's council agenda also includes 8 public hearings. Rules have been finalized about concealed carry of handguns at Texas A&M system universities and agencies.
This is an issue that has generated a great deal of public interest and strong views on both sides. These rules, as submitted, strike an appropriate balance, and I believe they will serve our system well going forward.
Board of Regents Chairman Cliff Thomas asked for but did not receive any requests to change recommendations made by university presidents and agency leaders. Starting August 1st, concealed carry will be allowed in classrooms and residence halls. Policies differ among other locations. General Counsel Ray Bonilla says you have to show a special risk to ban concealed carry from offices.
The faculty or staff member would have to make a showing as to why, the reasons for his or her request. The language used in the rule is a significant risk of substantial harm. There's a body of case law out there that interprets that in certain contexts, so it gives us some guidance on what that means.
The only public speakers were two members of the Texas A&M Student Senate who thanked the regents. The new policies apply only to concealed carry. A statewide ban continues on open carry on college campuses. A Brian man's reaction to hearing his girlfriend say she was ending their relationship has admitted to multiple charges. As part of a plea agreement with the Brazos County District Attorney's Office, Logan McMahon will have to do at least 9 years in prison. That's after the October 2014 assault of the woman in their home east of Brian, breaking into a neighbor's house where the victim had fled after the attack and threatening the neighbor. A Brian man has admitted to firing a gun at 5 children and their mother because the kids were disrespecting him. The district attorney's office says a jury sentenced 19-year-old Robert Luna to 10 years in prison. In addition to the gunfire in October 2014, the jury also heard Luna was arrested 2 weeks ago by Bryan police for possessing marijuana and ammunition. A judge decided on punishment for a Bryan man who admitted to breaking into a neighbor's home in February 2013 and taking electronics. When 38-year-old Celso Cifuentes III was arrested, he was on probation for breaking into a home in Robertson County. He was sentenced to 10 years in prison. According to prosecutors, the victim's family had to move due to being harassed by Cifuentes' family. One Bryan City Councilman told another, who continues to investigate how much has been spent on the Traditions development, that he should not include moving a BTU electric transmission line. Ben Hardiman told Mike Sutherland BTU is relocating it across the Brazos River along FM 50 and back into South College Station.
You said, we're working on that, and we're going to remove that transmission line going through the Traditions development anyway. When that power transmission line down Highway 50 was completed, BTU went in and took that line out of the Traditions development. It was not because it was needed for Traditions. They were going to take it out anyway. The timing was just different.
Hardiman also said Sutherland's $73 million figure of what the city has spent on Traditions is $14 million more than the city's calculation, because on one transaction, the expense was counted twice. On a second, the city did not own the land, and the third was due to misinterpreting the contact language. Contract language. National publicity is just now coming out of a national recall of chicken nuggets contaminated with metal, rubber, plastic, and wood sold to schools by Waco-based Pilgrim's Pride. There have been no confirmed reports of adverse reaction from consumption of more than 4 million pounds of nuggets. The recall included the College Station School District, where the nuggets were removed 2 weeks ago. Since then, CSISD has not purchased products from Pilgrim's Pride. The Bryan School District did not have chicken from that company. Getting through the intersection of Texas and Villa Maria will take longer. Starting this morning, the city of Bryan says for the next 2 months, there will be intermittent lane closures to replace traffic signals and install features designed to allow pedestrians a safer crossing. WETAW News Time is 7:36. It's 67 degrees. You can text us your news tips, photos, and videos anytime to 979-695-1620. This look at news brought to you by Better Homes and Gardens Real Estate Preferred Living. More local news at 8 after Fox News or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeinert, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Howdy, I'm Jill Jones with Better Homes and Gardens Real Estate. You may have heard we are in a seller's market in real estate. This is great news to most property owners, and they may be tempted to test the limits by overpricing their property. However, there are many pitfalls that may occur if a listing is overpriced. I can help explain all of them to you. I'm Jill Jones, and I would love to help you through the process. Contact me at liveinaggieland.com. I work where you live.
Insurance. Every roofing company says they have it. Far fewer can prove it. In an age where computers can manipulate things, are you sure the certificate you're looking at is real? Our advice is simple. Trust but verify. Don't take everything that's shown as fact. At Schulte Roofing, there is nothing we'll tell you that we're not 100% prepared to prove and back it up. For peace of mind, go with a name the Brazos Valley has known for decades. Schulte Roofing, home of the Bulletproof Roof Guarantee.
Schulte Roofing, the home of the Bulletproof Roof Guarantee.
They did a really good job. They came out and went through the whole procedure and walked us through the paperwork and gave us the estimate. They showed up with about 10 people one day, and in one day they changed our air conditioner out and changed our heating unit out. They helped us with the financing, that procedure, which is always the probably hardest part of doing the whole thing. It was just a really great experience for us with Barker Heating and Cooling.
Call Barker's Heating and Cooling, 979-314-0618.
Nice Tundra.
Thanks.
I bet it can haul a whole load of gravel. Want to haul gravel?
I'd rather do something more fun.
Then how about moving this pallet of cinder blocks?
Like to, but I'm loading up my camping gear and heading out to the woods.
The woods? Let's pull out some stumps. We can pull out every stump from here to the county line.
Are you serious?
Well, yeah.
Look, I'd rather go fishing.
No stumps?
No stumps.
Cinder blocks?
Nope.
Just a little bit of gravel?
Just a lot of fishing.
Gotcha.
Enjoy more out of life with the 2016 Toyota Tundra for those who believe play is the new work. Come into your local Toyota dealer and get amazing deals on the always tough but full of fun 2016 Toyota Tundra. Let the Tundra fill your weekends with more of what you really like to do, like camping, fishing, and enjoying the great outdoors. Toyota, let's go places.
Good morning, it's 7:39, the Infomaniacs on News Talk 1620 WTAW. Let's check some weather, brought to you by United Roofing and Sheet Metal, home of the Duralast Roof System, world's best roof. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to UnitedRoofingPros.com.
Going to be a very warm day today with a mixture of clouds and sun. High temperature well up in the 80s this afternoon. Tonight, we're back to clouds, maybe a shower or thunderstorm. Low temperature, low 70s. Clouds and occasional sun on Friday. Breezy, warm, mid-80s. Chance of scattered showers and storms mainly during the afternoon. Showers and thunderstorms around Friday night. And mostly cloudy on Saturday. Scattered showers and thunderstorms. High temperature, low 80s. This is Gary Best. News Talk 1620 WTAW.
I'm Brad Mitchell. Coming up in sports, you want some Aggie news? I got it. You want MLB scores from last night? Got those too. Also, might even be bringing up the NFL. It's coming up in sports on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
All right, so there you go. The A&M University System Board of Regents chose to make no changes in the campus carry policy, pretty much granting approval for some of the most lenient campus carry rules around.
And I'm a little surprised there was no opposition in the public comments.
That's true. Even if you knew that it was inevitable that they were going to do that, that somebody might speak.
That's never stopped someone from speaking.
True.
Very true. Very true.
Holders of state handgun licenses now will be allowed to carry concealed weapons in classrooms and dorm rooms at A&M and other system schools this fall. One exception, if the dorms are operated by private companies, they will be able to ban guns if they want to. Faculty members will only be allowed to ban guns in their offices if they can show a special reason to do so and receive administrative approval. So they post that right next to their office hours right there?
Yeah.
Packing today, not packing today.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, see how that works. In the meantime, around Texas, other stuff that you may or may not have heard about. Houston, Uber says we're leaving.
Oh, wow.
Wow,
well,
they have
announced their plans to, they announced yesterday that they plan to cease operations in Houston if the city council does not repeal its existing regulations relating to vehicle for hire companies. Houston is one of two cities in the country where Uber continues to operate despite local requirements that the drivers undergo fingerprint-based background checks. Uber has recently left three cities in Texas for approving similar regulations and has threatened to do the same in Austin. They've left Galveston and Midland. I don't know what the third one is, but that's where they are not now. So,
wow.
Just letting you know, may not be Uber in all those places that you would like to have had. All right, so we promised two huge mistakes that job applicants are making right now. BusinessInsider.com is hiring for its internship program. They recently went through 300 applicants and said these are the two huge mistakes that job applicants are making right now.
All right.
Listen up, Patrick.
Number one, not including a cover letter.
Oh, man, that's easy.
When but they're not. When the job listing asks for one, if the job listing asks for a cover letter, then write one, period, end of discussion.
Well, the last thing I heard was that it was 50-50. You maybe don't need it, but I'm thinking if those are the odds, just do it.
Do it.
Yeah.
Keep it short. You know, that's it. And write a different one, obviously, for every job you apply for.
Yeah. This is one of those things that they just don't teach kids today.
You know?
There were companies I applied for specifically, and I had a sort of boilerplate one, and that was my standard one. And if I was mass applying, some people use LinkedIn and stuff like that. But when it was a large job board, I'd use that just for, you know, it was more like a shotgun approach.
Kind of weighing in, right?
Yeah.
Just being there.
And,
right.
But when you find one you really like, you know, if you already know about the company, that's great. But then, yeah, personalize it to them. If you know someone there, that's where you can throw in, like, hey, I know so-and-so.
Just, yeah. So, yeah, exactly. Should be. Anyway, number two, not sending a follow-up thank you email. Sent a few hours after the interview or the next morning, the thank you note shows that you do want the job and also puts your name at the top of the interviewer's inbox. Yeah. Hey, that's really important. Obviously, if people are not doing that, you get a chance to stand out even more.
That's interesting. I haven't ever really heard about that one, like a thank you email.
Thank you notes, especially when they're written, have a lot. Have a big impact, too. But anyhow.
I've never had to apply for a job.
let me see. I've had to apply once. Had to apply for one job once. Yeah, and got it, so that's fine. Anyway, all right, so I did find this. Brad told us that Carly Fiorina sang yesterday after she had been chosen as Ted Cruz running mate for the nomination that he doesn't have.
Grammy worthy?
Here we go.
Two girls that I just adore. I'm so happy I can see them more. Cause we travel on the bus all day. We get to play. We get to play. I won't bore you with any.
Thank you. Okay. All right. Thank you.
Wow. The crowd actually seemed receptive, which
Shocked. I mean, it's something different. There's something different.
So.
There's no doubt. Mr. Cruz said that Carly enjoys texting heart and smiley-faced emoticons to his daughters.
Good.
Just so that you know that.
This is my heart emoji.
Yeah.
They're
exactly.
Just they're trying. They're just trying to have that.
In yeah, yeah. In the meantime, at a science academy in China. When the kids do not do their work, the teacher makes them draw 1,000 emoticons, little emojis, 1,000 of them. Don't make that mistake more than once.
That'll teach them.
What was it, last week, maybe 2 weeks ago, we talked about the president of Venezuela said that they're having such a serious energy crisis there that he's asked women to quit using hair dryers. Remember
mm-hmm.
that? Hello?
Hey, heard a lot about, you know, the primaries, and I haven't heard much about Hillary's email investigation. You been pardoned by now, or is that going to happen?
Oh, you know, there's a lot of speculation about that. I don't know. My thought is that they'll do something before the convention takes place, which is going to be in July. But, you know, of course, tomorrow's Friday. Every Friday, you can always hope for something new.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Anyway, so the president of Venezuela wanted women to not use hair dryers because that was using up the electricity, and he kind of liked that frizzed look is what he said.
Okay.
Yesterday, the vice president of Venezuela announced that government workers will only work 2 days a week, Monday and Tuesday, until the energy crisis is over.
Oh, good.
Did he sing it?
That's no, he did not. Now, my question is, do they still make the same amount of money? I mean, just saying. The president has already given most of Venezuela's 2.8 million state employees Fridays off. Did that during April and May to cut down on the energy consumption. Now, here we go. You come in on Monday, you come in on Tuesday. And I don't know, the frustration involved from the citizenry. I mean, if you got to do business with the government, and most of us have to, if they're only going to be open on Monday and Tuesday, that's going to make the wait kind of long, is it not?
Yeah.
Just saying.
Still going to be hard to make it to banks, though, which have hours of work hours through 15 minutes ago.
Ooh, yeah, exactly. 7:47, and look at this. A source says Kim Jong-un orders the firing of missiles on a whim when he gets mad, especially about U.S. policy toward North Korea.
Well, that's good.
Yeah, but the source says that the North Korean leader has no intention of actually starting a war. former sushi chef. Yeah, Is it a sushi chef? I mean, or are you just a preparer?
Say sushi. That five times fast.
I can't even say it once.
In anyway. Japan, it's sushi-ya.
Oh, okay. Mm. Anyway, he used to do that. He used to be his dad's sushi dude. I can say sushi dude. Anyway, he says the younger Kim's military decisions are made spontaneously. I like
That's
that.
Good.
Yeah,
that's
get angry
good.
And say shoot a rocket. That's exactly who we need there. Yeah. 7:48.
Lunch at Christopher's World Grill. Great idea and a delicious one. At Christopher's World Grill, you can enjoy a relaxing, quiet, and delicious lunch in the most pleasing atmosphere. Select from Christopher's favorites: the Hyde Park Chicken Salad, Ziwa Tanejo Snapper, or the Grilled Shrimp BLT. Grab a friend or a business associate and meet at Christopher's for lunch. Follow Christopher's on Facebook and sign up for Christopher's newsletter. Reservations not necessary, but recommended. Christopher's World Grill, 776-2181, voted best business lunch in the Brazos Valley.
Focus on the Family is brought to you by Doctors James and Maria Childs of Childs Dermatology Clinic. Call 696-4444.
Look younger in minutes at Childs Dermatology. The Betalift X Salicylic Acid Peel can reduce the appearance of fine lines and wrinkles and leave skin with a healthy, youthful, smooth, and tight appearance. The best part is that this in-office procedure takes just 5 to 10 minutes with no downtime, so you can go about your day normally. Right now at Childs Dermatology, you can buy 6 Betalift X treatments and get two free. Call 696-4444 to book your Beta Lift appointment or click childsdermatology.com.
His name was Glenn Scotty Wolf. Before his death at age 88, he held the world record for the most marriages ever, 29 to be exact. Over the years, he was referred to jokingly as a mass marrier and a spousiopath. After marrying Helen, his first wife, in 1932, he said, "I realized right then and there that being married was the greatest thing in the world." But months later, he divorced Helen and married Marjorie. Then came Margie, and later her girlfriend Mildred. Several of his marriages lasted just a few months. Most lasted only a couple of years. His final marriage to Linda Essex was reportedly a publicity stunt. Linda also set the world record for the most marriages for a woman, 23. In the end, Mr. Wolf, who claimed 19 children and 40 grandchildren, died penniless and alone in a nursing home. Nobody stepped forward to claim his body. None of his 29 ex-wives attended his funeral. As Glenn Wolf prepared for his 26th marriage, he reportedly declared, "I marry him for keeps." Most people don't go into marriage anticipating it will fail. Like Wolf, we marry for keeps. But this story reminds us that good intentions aren't enough. Successful relationships aren't built only on the good times. They're built by sticking together when the going gets tough. To help your marriage thrive, go to FocusOnTheFamily.com. I'm Jim Daly.
Loan is a 15-year fixed-rate loan with a 1-0 lender paid buyout. Reduced payment valid only during the first 12 months. The monthly payment during the first 12 months of your loan is based on a rate that is 1% lower than your interest rate for this loan program. Not all applicants will qualify. Rates and terms subject to change. Texas license location, 6504 International Parkway, Suite 1300, Plano, Texas, 75093. NMLS 6606, Equal Housing Lender.
Introducing a 15-year fixed-rate loan with a fixed payment rate in year one at only 1.99%. I'm Rick Arviello, CEO of New American Funding, and I'm proud to announce a 15-year fixed-rate mortgage at only 2.99% interest rate, 2.91 APR, with the first full year's payment at only 1.99% fixed payment rate. Pay off your loan in 15 years and save tens of thousands of dollars in unnecessary mortgage payments. 1.99% fixed payment rate in year one and 2.99% fixed for the remaining term, 2.91% APR, for a purchase or refinance.
Call New American Funding today at 800-963-4933. That's 800-963-4933. Or visit New American Funding.com today.
Good morning. I'm Brad Mitchell with your WTAW Sports, brought to you by Team of Navasota. It's 7:51. In San Marcos, the number 18 Texas A&M softball team and freshman Keely Milligan broke school records Wednesday as the Aggies defeated Texas State 6-3 at Bobcat Softball Stadium. The six runs by the Aggies give the team 367 on the season, surpassing the record of 366 set in 2013. Freshman Keely Milligan led off the game with a single through the left side before stealing her 49th base of the season, eclipsing Sharonda McDonald's school record of 48 set in 2005. The Aggies return to action Friday at 6:30 p.m. as they begin a three-game series against number one Florida. Saturday's game is scheduled to begin at noon, and Sunday's game is slated for a 12:30 p.m. start. All three games can be heard locally on Navasota News 1550 KWBC. Due to scheduling conflicts, the May 4th baseball game between the number two-ranked Texas A&M Aggies and Incarnate Word Cardinals has been canceled and will not be rescheduled. The Aggies' next home action is Thursday, May 5th, when they host a three-game SEC series against the Vanderbilt Commodores, currently ranked number 7 nationally. Texas A&M's nationally ranked track and field program will have a new outdoor venue to call home soon, following the approval of new stadium projects by the Texas A&M University System Board of Regents on Wednesday. The new stadium will have an initial seating capacity of 3,000 fans, complete with hospitality amenities, press box, full broadcast capabilities, and service areas. In Major League Baseball,
now the 2-2 to Nelson Cruz. Swing and a miss. Struck him out on a slider, and that is the ball game. The Houston Astros in their losing streak at three games. They defeat the Seattle Mariners tonight by a final of 7-4.
Jose Altuve opened the game with his third leadoff homer of the season, doubled twice, and scored three runs to help the Houston Astros avoid a sweep with a 7-4 victory over the Seattle Mariners Wednesday night. Evan Gattis added three RBIs for Houston with a sacrifice fly and a bases loaded double. In Arlington,
Collison is set. Here comes the pitch, and it's hit on the ground to second. Odor to his left. He's got it. Throws to first in time, and the Rangers have won it. Nice play by Rogie, cruising to his left on the outfield grass from a position way over toward the middle. Tremendous range at second, and the Rangers beat the Yankees 3-2.
Elvis Andrews had a tie-breaking RBI triple, and Texas beat the New York Yankees 3-2 on Wednesday night when former Rangers shortstop Alex Rodriguez hit his 100th homer in the stadium. In the NBA,
the series is over, and the Golden State Warriors have eliminated the Houston Rockets from the first round of the series.
Klay Thompson scored 27 points with 7 three-pointers, and the Golden State Warriors rolled into the second round of the playoffs without injured superstar Stephen Curry, thoroughly embarrassing the Houston Rockets 114-81 Wednesday night in Game 5. Here's James Harden's take on the season.
The season from the beginning was just, it wasn't going our way. You know, just had a lot, too many distractions. It's just been like a bumpy road this entire season, so... You know, and obviously the series, they win 2 games at home. Game 3, we win. And then game 4, that third quarter just really, you know, took the life out of us. From the start of this game, it was just, they were confident, they made shots, and we couldn't get a rhythm. And then that's the game right there.
Harden scored 25 of Houston's 37 first half points on the way to 35 points. But the Rockets had no chance with a one-man show against the deep defending champions in Oakland. And the NFL draft opens this evening in Chicago, with the Cowboys selecting 4th overall. Florida State defensive back Jalen Ramsey and Ohio State stars Joey Bosa and Ezekiel Elliott are likely first-round draft pick prospects for Dallas. And here's KO.
That's going to do it for sports. We're in the studio with Mike Vivaldi from Team of Navasota. Now, Mike, I know you guys, you know, obviously you sell vehicles and you've got pretty much all of them, but like Porsche and Mercedes.
Yeah, no, we have.
In Navasota. But you also work on them.
We sure do. I really want to talk about our service department. You know, they do a great job. They're 100% CSI. I mean, the customer service index at our Ford store is...
That means everybody that comes through is absolutely 100% satisfied.
Well, everyone that they survey.
Okay, is fair enough. Just,
but the factory really watches all that stuff, and we've had great reputation in our service department for taking care of our customers. And I know it's, you know, we service a lot of outlying markets because we're in Navasota, right? Driving out there 15 minutes will make it worth your time. Really will.
All right. To find out more, to get the deal of the day and free car Friday, because it's getting close.
Yep. TeamInNavasota.com.
That's going to do it. I'm Kevin O'Connor on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
When every step you take hurts.
Oh, my aching feet.
It's time to call Brazos Valley Foot Care. For over 30 years, the podiatrists at Brazos Valley Foot Care have been successfully treating foot and ankle problems. You'll receive the information needed to make the best choices about caring for your feet and ankles. Take the first step to relief. Visit Brazos Valley Foot Care in their new location, 3312 Longmire Drive in College Station, next to Liberty Dialysis. For more info, click BrazosValleyFootCare.com or call 776-6060.
High-speed internet. Everyone needs high-speed internet for banking, shopping, email, Facebook, and the list goes on. If you need fast, high-speed internet in the city or in the country, there's only one phone call you need to make. Call Starfire. The satellite professionals at Starfire offer super fast, high-speed internet with unlimited data usage. This high-speed internet is available in the city and in the country. Starfire also offers Dish Network or DirecTV for all your television watching needs. If you're looking for high-speed internet or great television programming at the best possible prices, call Starfire today at 979-279-2788. That's 979-279-2788. Serving the Brazos Valley since 1984. Starfire, 979-279-2788.
Brad Mitchell in studio with Jen Zweiker from Zweiker & Associates. Hi, Jen.
Hi, I'm so excited to see that you're here on WTAW.
I'm excited to be here.
Yay.
It's a lot of fun, and I'm glad to be here talking to you about home buying and things like that.
Yeah.
That's very awesome. So if you're a home buyer and you know you're going into something wanting to buy a home, what do you need to do to plan ahead exactly?
Good question. I think the number one thing is really to make sure that you're talking with a qualified realtor and a qualified lender. You know, whether the market is tight right now, it's a seller's market, it's competitive, but even when it's not, it's still the first right step for you. So you want to make sure that you get all that documentation in. Make sure that you are looking for not just what you're qualified for, but a price range where you're going to be able to get a house payment that's going to work for you comfortably. And then, of course, when you're submitting that offer, you want to make sure that you've got that approval letter. You don't want to submit an offer without it. And you also don't want to be waiting to get it before you submit the offer and be behind everybody else.
Talk to the folks who know. That's Jen Zweiker and her team. It's Zweiker & Associates.
Okay, I think we thought this was probably going to happen, but maybe not under these circumstances. For soccer lovers so passionate about joining a fan club, but really going beyond that, an Argentinian team has launched the Passion Ticket. The Passion Ticket is a microchip.